was, and this is the first time I've ever said this or put this in this frame, and maybe, you know, the uncommitted delegates understood this. There was as much a moral gap between what I saw in Chicago, that is to say, to go on stage and promote these values of diversity, humanity, big tent, and to exclude the peoples whose families are being bombed right now, as it was in the early 1960s and, you know, before, when the Democratic Party, you know, claimed to be for the working man and the working person, while millions of workers all through the South were effectively in a system of indentured servitude, and they refused to give those people political representation. It is a gigantic moral gulf that is troubling, disappointing, heartbreaking, and deeply, deeply personally upsetting.
Ta-Nehisi Coates, author of the new book, The Message. That interview was October 8th, 1 month before the presidential election. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Guzder, Sharifa Gokaduz, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Terracena, Tammy Warrenoff, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alcock, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Massoud, and Hannah Elias. Our executive director is Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Nogueira, Hugh Grant, Dennis Moynihan, David Prue, Dennis McCormick, Matt Ely, Anna Osbeck, Emily Anderson, and Buffy St. Marie Hernandez. Happy holidays. I'm Amy Goodman.
You are tuned to KBOO Portland.
Ready for another year of grassroots community radio? With your support, it's possible. Go to kboo.fm/give or mail a check to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214 to contribute to KBOO's $75,000 goal for our Catalog of Connections year-end campaign, going now until December 31st. What better way to celebrate than by giving your loved one a KBOO membership this season?
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Engineering Committee meets on the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
Our Voices Will Be Heard is a Tlingit play about a mother and daughter learning how to deal with the discovery of family violence in 19th century Alaska.
Towering cedars abound amongst the fjords and islands of southeast Alaska. This is where the Tlingit people have called home since Raven released the sun upon the earth. But now they are a people in transition. At this time, Alaska is a new American territory, and cannery towns are springing up across the islands. We bring you to a Tlingit village in the middle of the rain-soaked beauty that is their land. A 19th century people with 10,000 years of history behind them. In this village, we join a family gathered in a traditional cedar clan house. Smoked salmon, deer meat, blueberries piled high amongst the gifts prepared for the feast. The family is dressed in their best button blankets, red and black designs, emblazoned with their clan crests. Together, they are coming out of a time of mourning and entering a time of celebration.
Good night, cheese. Goodness, sheesh. You have done us much honor these past days for being our guests at this Ku'ich. We hope you have found wisdom in our stories, joy in our dancing, and full bellies from our food. Today, we truly celebrate much. After so many months of sadness, we put an end to our grieving. While we remember those we lost by remembering what they gave us, it is now a time of joy, life, and song. Why, I think now is a good time, just for that. Ta, come here. Ta, my good friend and husband to my sister. You have held us up in our sorrow for so many months.
It was all done with love for my wife's family and respect for the great Nusk clan.
Your gifts were received with equal love, and now I have a song I want to give to you. Ow! What? I cannot hear. Order. Oh. Yes, well, it is a good thing my big sister looks out for me. In my eagerness to present Ta with this gift, I have skipped ahead in the order of things a bit.
Oh, leave him be, daughter. It is my Jenahas' first time leading a Ku'ich. He's doing so well for someone who had to take responsibility so young. And you did not mind, did you, Ta?
There is a reason for the proper order in which our clan has always done things. And adhering to it is a sign of respect, is it not, Ta?
I think no smart man ever disagrees with either his wife or his wife's mother.
He is a man who has learned the wisdom that has escaped lesser beings for ages. We will now turn back to our path. We are celebrating two more reasons for joy. First, Wanadu. Wanadu's dear husband did not live to see his handsome son born, and we will miss him. But I am proud to take on the responsibility of an uncle for this boy. Today, Wanadu's son will receive a name. My mother will speak on this.
Gunachjish. Gunachjish. What an exciting day. This is almost as exciting as the day Jenahaga here got his name, no? Everyone just told me all the time how cute he was.
Mother, I think.
Oh, son, do not be embarrassed, Jenaha. You were so cute. What? Bring him over here, Wanadu. Ah, the sweet boy is so smiling and happy. Those of you old ones, you remember my Uncle Sagu? What a good man he was, and how he could make anyone laugh with his stories. Oh, yes, and my boy Jenaha certainly takes after him a bit, too. Yes. Yes, daughter. Well, once we saw this happy baby boy, it only seemed natural that this boy should be named Sagu. Your name now is Sagu. Everyone will repeat your name, so it will be yours.
Sagu-a. Sagu-a. Sagu-a.
And here is this button robe which he will wear when he's older. I made sure to use our clan crest when making this blanket so everyone could see that Sagu comes from the mighty Nusk clan. And now for my first granddaughter, born less than a day after my Sagu, for her, well, everyone can see how beautiful she is. She came out with almost as much hair and almost as good a skin as my Jenaha did when he was born. Now, Ta, even though you are the leader of the honorable Goon clan, are you not proud of the beautiful baby girl my clan has given you?
I certainly must agree with you about her, Shannon. My daughter is perfect.
Now, for this pretty girl's name. It only seemed natural that she should be named for my beautiful auntie, Kutan. Now, let me see that sweet thing. Your name is Kutan. Everyone, repeat her name now, so it will be hers.
Kutan-a. Kutan-a. Kutan-a.
And here is a special robe made for Kutan. It took me a long time to make, but I knew she needed something extra beautiful.
Ishan, little niece, you just come here. I will not let that noisy old woman talk about you anymore.
It looks like Kutan sure likes her Uncle Jinha.
Well, little Kutan, I have my own gift I made for you. Here's a pretty little doll for a pretty little girl.
It looks like Kutan has two leaders looking after her, and a cousin to grow up with, and a mother who will teach her all the correct clan ways, and a grandmother who will make her pretty things, and an auntie who adores her. Her feet will never touch the ground.
That is how it should be. With her cousin Sagu, and her father, and her big, strong, brave, mean old uncle looking after her, she will be spoiled like she should be. And nothing bad will ever, ever happen to her. Will it, little one? Now, let me tell you some stories, Kutan.
Winters came and went. Many seasons passed. The babies grew into children, as babies do. And we find the family again, preparing for another feast. But now, those children are part of the preparations.
Kutan? Kutan! Come on! You are already late and Sagedi is ready to spit. Ugh, Kutan!
Oh, I am on my way, Sagu. We have sung this song 1,000 times. I hardly think we'll be forgetting it in the next few moments.
Yes, but you know we need to be extra prepared for this feast tonight. I mean, if we forget a line in a song today, Sagedi will eat us alive. Her big strong son is getting married, so you know she'll want everything so perfect.
As if her son marrying that deer face thing is so special.
Oh, just you wait, Kutan. They will likely be marrying us off in a few years, and I wager you'll be all sappy over some little dark man with big calf muscles.
You are just so smug, Sagu. I bet when you are old enough to marry, you are going to fall for some really smelly old woman. You will have to help around the village.
I would not mind a smelly old woman, as long as she was very rich, and I could sit around and eat those glatecock cakes all day.
Oh, did I tell you? One of the men who came to the feast told me more about the glatecock town. He said it is getting bigger and bigger, and more glatecock people come every day. He said they have places in the town where all they do is sell things like those cakes.
Who said that?
Oh, Mother, just one of the men that came for the feast.
I should not have to tell you, daughter, that a good Noose clan girl does not talk to strange men.
Who is talking to strange men?
I did not mean to. The trader just started telling stories and I was nearby.
That should not matter. You have been taught better manners.
Oh, do not be too hard on her, Thata. Jinaha and I heard him and it was pretty interesting. It has been a while since I have seen that glatecock town, and to hear him tell, it must be twice the size it was when I was last there.
All right. But you really need to get to practice, Kutan. Find your headdress and get moving.
I am looking, Mother.
Sorry, Auntie, but you have to admit, Sagedi is on a bit of a rampage.
Even so, you children need to respect that she is your elder.
Even if she is being impossible.
Kutan, why are you not out practicing?
I am nearly ready, but I cannot find my headdress.
I should just sew things onto you for how much you lose them. A Noosk woman is responsible for all the household items, you know.
I'll help you look, Kutan.
No, thank you, cousin. I will find it.
Well, I never. That Sagedi just ordered me to bring out the berry dishes. ordered me. She will get my dish when it's good and ready.
Do you need help, Lita?
Oh, thank you, sister. But the biggest help may be to get my daughter out the door.
I am sorry, Mother, I just...
Kutan, you cannot really be crying over this. A noosewoman should not cry like you do.
What's the matter, daughter?
My headpiece is missing.
Do not cry, daughter. We will help you look.
It is okay. I do not need help. I will find it.
You men should be out there with all the guests anyways. Leave us to do our work.
Do not worry, little dear. You have a beautiful robe. No one will notice your headdress is missing.
Sagaidi will.
I will go with you to Sagaidi. I will tell her I did not finish repairing the headdress, and so it is not ready to wear.
You are taking your life in your hands, Uncle.
What a mess this is.
My, it looks like an Okja just blew through here.
Yes, and that Okja's name is Kutan. She has been acting so strange lately. I'm beginning to think something is wrong.
Oh, you always think everyone is doing something wrong. She's just at that age. Although, people in the village think Ta spoils her too much. I told them, you do your best to make her a respectable Nusk woman.
Yes, Mother.
Oh, just listen. The young things are getting good, are they not? Well, my Jenaha has been assisting them so much, it is not terribly so surprising. He teaches those children everything he knows. And the children say they just love him. Do you know, he's even been teaching Kutan extra lately?
No, I did not know that.
Oh, your daughter just never tells you anything, does she? My son tells me he has been helping her extra during her sewing time.
While she's with the other girls in Sagaidi?
Oh, I think they go someplace else, so they do not bother everyone.
That is not proper. A Nusk woman should learn the women's roles, not the men's. Why is she being taught extra in any case?
From what Jenaha says, it is because she is not remembering the songs very well. And he knows all the roles. He's always had such a good memory like that.
I just do not understand Kutan lately. She has been so forgetful and secretive. And all the aunties who teach her say she does not pay attention. She's always been sensitive. Now she cries if I say anything at all.
Phew! Well, after about a million hours of practice just this week, Sagaidi says we might not embarrass the clan today, but she does not seem so certain.
If she told me to sing that line one more time...
Kutan! I hope I am not hearing you talking about your elders disrespectfully.
No.
And what is this I hear about extra practice with your Uncle Jinaha? He should not have to take the time to do that. You should be remembering the songs. Well...
Leave her be, Lita. Come here, grandchild. Have some of my special berry sauce.
Please, Mother, she needs to answer me.
Oh, tush! Here, have a taste.
You know, there's a secret admirer who would not mind your messy ways at all, Kutan.
Some boy with big calf muscles?
No, really. You know that each clan boy that was hanging around while we practiced? He was making moony eyes at you the whole time.
I do not wish to talk about things like that, cousin.
He is not so bad.
The each clan boy. Do you mean the nephew of the each clan leader? That is very interesting.
He was telling one of the other boys he thought Kutan was the most wonderful singer he had ever heard. So we know he must be love blind.
Saku, stop.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to upset you.
Well, everything is nearly ready out there. And who did you upset?
Kutan, but there is no reason for her to be upset. She has a young boy from the very prestigious each clan interested in her. Oh, would it not be interesting if they were to marry?
I don't know if I approve of this. What do you say, Ta? Sounds like it's time to play Chase the Frightened Deer.
I don't know if I would go that far, but I do think she is a bit young to be thinking of marrying important clan leaders' nephews.
I will not be marrying him.
Oh, you men keep getting in our way. This is all woman's talk and woman's work. Get! You choose Sagu!
I'm sorry, cousin. I did not mean to upset you. I just... Not all men are like him, Kutan. I won't be like him.
Grandchild, fix your robe. And now that those men are gone, what do you mean you will not marry? And someone from a prestigious clan, your own grandfather's clan.
Mother, please. She does not have to think about this now. We are all picking on her. Look, Kutan, I have a little sweet just for you. Now, will you go get me some more salmon strips?
Did all that seem quite odd?
What, Kutan?
Yes. She has never wanted to be around boys at all. Not like some of the other girls.
Well, that just goes to show how well you brought her up, daughter.
But girls her age should want to be around boys. She doesn't like being around any of the boys or the men. Except
what?
Except those traitors. The ones from the Lake Ka town.
I do not like those traitors. You never know what family they come from.
If she will not listen to me, I am going to speak to Ta and Jinaha. Maybe they can at least make sure those traitors do not talk to her anymore.
Yes. Jinaha will fix it. They like to deal with him the best, you know. He makes such good bargains with them. He is just like my brother used to be. You remember your Uncle Lushke? Your Uncle Lushke could talk them into anything.
Yes, Uncle Lushke certainly could. Kutan, come here. Now, I have been thinking, and I am very serious about you not being around those traitors anymore.
But
Do not argue. I have told you before not to go around them, and you do not listen. I will be speaking to your Uncle Jinaha later, and he is going to fix this problem. It is no use trying to cry with me, Kutan. It will not change my mind. And do not make a mess with your things again. I just cleaned those up. Oh, let me do it.
No, not that.
What on earth? Kutan, what is the meaning of this? This is mad. All these beautiful dolls just in tatters. These were gifts, Kutan. Something is the matter. Kutan, what is wrong with you?
Nothing that is not perfectly normal. Frustrating, but normal.
I am sure you will not do it again, will you, Kutan?
No. No, this is not normal. Come here.
Leave her be.
You tell me right now, did someone hurt you?
Trista, what is this?
I want to know, daughter. I've been watching you, and I think someone hurt you.
No!
Tell me.
I do not know what has gotten into you. You're being such a bully. She said no. What made you think of such a thing?
It's just about time. Why don't
you? Someone is hurting Kutan, mother. I know it.
Ta, what is going on? Our daughter looks terrified.
Ta, I found these dolls of Kutan's all torn up. Something is very wrong with her. And I know. I just know that someone is hurting her.
What makes you think that?
Children do not destroy things they treasure for no reason.
That does not mean someone is hurting her.
Daughter, tell them.
Stop. Stop this, Tlita. I dealt with this already.
What do you mean you dealt with this?
If you must know, yes, there was a situation. But it was long ago, and nothing happened, right, Kutan? She was just scared. I am sure these dolls are just a part of that scare she had, but she was much younger then. And, my darling, can we not talk about this at a better time?
Why did you not tell me?
You are just so hard on her. When she came to me, I knew it would upset you and would make things even worse between you. It was not any terrible thing. I promise we will talk about this later.
You still should have told me sooner, husband.
I know. I am sorry. It was not right of me. I will not make the same mistake again.
Aw, what a bunch of mopey faces. We are all ready to start out there, Ta. Can I help you with anything?
You might want to pry up your sister there.
What is the matter, sister? Are you afraid of Sagaidi, too?
Even I would be afraid of Sagaidi today. I tell you, if we fail to marry off that boy of hers just so, we will all have no peace in this village for winters to come.
I cannot see why anyone is letting Sagaidi get away with her temper.
So I suppose you were brave enough to tell her what is what today, Hasagu?
Certainly not. My battle strategy has been carefully thought out. You see, when I see Sagaidi coming, I turn and run as fast as I can in the opposite direction.
I think that is wise, nephew.
Come here, Kuta.
Theta, are you okay? What is it?
The way Jinnaha touched Kutan's cheek just now, and the way she moved back. How could I not see it?
It was an innocent gesture.
All this fuss? Because he touched her cheek? Are you going mad, daughter?
I know what I saw. It was the same way Uncle Lushke touched me.
Oh, mother. You said he stopped.
Shh! What do you mean, stopped? You mean Jinnaha has done this to others?
Done what? Touched someone's cheek? This is ridiculous.
No. Did Jinnaha hurt someone else, mother?
No, he certainly did not.
Yes, he has.
You know of someone, nephew. Who?
It was when I was little.
Sago, did Jinnaha hurt you too?
Why would I hurt my only nephew?
Yes, auntie.
Wanadu, speak to your son.
Sagu, please. This is not helping.
Wanadu, you knew this? How could you not speak up when you know? You know what it is like to be hurt by your uncle.
Mother promised. I did not think...
You did not think of protecting your son?
I did. It stopped. And it was not so bad. It was nothing very bad.
There was nothing wrong at all. Just Sagu confusing things. He never had a father. He doesn't know any better.
Ta, why do you stand there and say nothing? You must do something.
Maybe we should.
He should stop his wife before she embarrasses us all. That is what he must do. The guests can hear your shrieking.
I told you. I would never...
You shut your mouth!
You bully your husband! You tried to get this child to tell lies! You pick on your brother! What more will you do to hurt me?
Why do you hate me?
Kutan, tell them this instant. Tell them what he did.
I... Kutan, remember your promise.
Promise? This? This is what you failed to tell me?
I dealt with it last winter. Nothing is going on. Kutan will even tell you herself.
No. No, this is not right. Who are you people? You must tell them, Kutan. I was once a girl whose uncle liked to take her to dark places and touch her. My mother did not believe me. But if my daughter told me that happened to her, I would believe her. But you have to tell them what is happening. I cannot help if I do not know.
Grandchild, you don't listen to her. Go to your father.
All right, if you want things to stay as they are. If you want what is happening to stop, then you have to tell them right now. You have to tell them that I'm not crazy, that Jinnaha is hurting you. Kutan, if you do not speak now, I will know that you like it.
I do not like it.
I want it to stop. Yes, Uncle Jinnah does things.
He never hurt her. Things just... I love her so much, and I got carried away with how much I love her.
Oh!
Lata, please. This is something that is between your brother and me. I will deal with this later.
Just like you dealt with it last winter. I have spent a lifetime watching this village put this sort of thing off until later. Kutan, take off your robe.
What are you doing?
We hide our secrets beneath these perfect robes you made us, don't we, Mother? But my daughter will not wear it anymore.
Chita, this is shameful!
This is shameful. I am ashamed that she had to hide it from me. I will no longer wear this robe either. You see, daughter, I have been hiding too. I too have been hurt by people in this village. I too have been made dirty and ashamed.
For shame! The guests will all hear you!
Let them hear! This is who I am. You know me as Lita, from the proud Noose clan, the wife of Ta. But I will no longer be part of your family. You are no longer my clan. Wanadu, sister, now is the time we must stop this disease.
She stays here.
My daughter and I will leave this place.
Do not go, Lita.
We will stay. If you make that monster leave, will you do that for your daughter?
I just want a peaceful village. Surely what you are asking does not restore peace in this place.
I never did think I would see the day in which my husband would choose peace in the village over the safety of a child. His child. This is no